Snowmobilers in the north are being reminded to obtain permission from property owners before venturing out onto rural fields in order to avoid collisions with equipment and other hazards not clearly visible. In one social media post this week, a property owner near Thunder Bay said sledders had been riding in areas where test pits and steel stakes had been installed. This could cause damage to machines and injury to riders, the post said. As snowmobilers ourselves, we don't mind people going along the edge of the field to get from point A to point B, but we want to make sure that no one gets hurt, the post added. OPP Const. Phil Young, who often issues media releases about snowmobile safety, viewed the post last week. "That's definitely good advice," said Young, who works out of OPP's East Algoma division. In a separate post this week, another property owner near Thunder Bay said sledders were joyriding in full view. "Pretty nervy, considering you can easily see my house from the road," the post read. The Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs recommends that riders stick to groomed and approved trails in order to avoid injury. See related. Trespassing greater threat to local snowmobile clubs than weather? North Bay Area snowmobile clubs have been dealing with trespassing on private property issues. "We are concerned about trespassing. When trails are closed, it is considered trespassing being on the trails, and the opposite will be out enforcing that on a daily basis," said Sean Flindle, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the North Bay Snowmobile Club. "Every year local clubs are forced to reroute trails or close down trails, and 9 times out of 10 that is because there has been trespassing on a piece of property and the property owner has revoked permission." Carl Clutchy is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.